to stay on the topic, I hope you agree with me that the way I feel is like we have just opened the treasure chest. And we took a quick glance into it to realize that it is overflowing with treasures. It's a treasure of the spirituality of the Orthodox faith that we have. This rich tradition of practice, of understanding who we are, where we are going. I will say one thing. I would like all of you who are here tonight to take this with you. Try to make it part of your life and pass it on to the young generation and to the children. We have a great treasure, let not waste it. Because now those of you who are here that are a little bit my age or older or younger, but past that very youthful age, full of energy and curiosity, they're looking for something, and we know we have been there. They're looking for something deeper, and we have it. I think if we do practice, and we do, how should I say it, share the treasure that we have, they will not have to look anyplace else. There's no need for yoga or Eastern meditation or other things that our young people are looking for. We have it. Starting with Father Gabriel's remarks, that's reality, the world we live in. Starting with Father, that encouraging and bringing us together as a community, as the people of God, learning from one another, sharing with one another, to Father John's remarks of practice regularly, having that discipline. Yes, I think we have something that God has given us that we can indeed change the world by God's grace. Let's be encouraged and do that. God will do the work. We just need to be willing to have that desire. We thank all of you for being here. We know that you have the love of God and the desire to be together, to share and the gifts that God has given you with us and with one another. Please know that you are in our prayers. We try to be disciplined. Yes, we set our alarm clocks every morning to get up and run to church. So that's the thing that we do, yes, that we go to church every day. And that those Lord have mercies, I know that I have all said every day, keeps the world going and keeps God merciful. So we thank you for that. Yes, thank you. Here, appreciation for what you do. We have published a book this past year. It's called the Prophetologion. What that is? It's a collection of the Old Testament readings that are used for different feast days in the church, so that it can be used in church when you do services. These Old Testament readings are read during Vespers. And we have one for each of the parishes. Deacon Michael, I'll ask you to pass them on. For Holy Assumption, Greek Orthodox Church, for St. Mary Magdalene, for St. George, take it home. It is available at the monastery if you want to have one at home. So thank you for that. God grant you a good, blessed, fruitful year, and we hope to see you throughout the year as in the spring at the monastery or any other place. During the summer, the pilgrimage, the feast day, or whenever you need to just remove yourself from the business of the world and take a quiet day at the monastery, you are welcome to do that. And I think it's time for Thanksgiving prayer. If you all stand, we'll say the Thanksgiving prayer. Yes, we have missed Father Matthew Butry this year from St. Nicholas Parish. He is on his way to Mount Athos. And I'm sure he remembers that we're here tonight and praying for all of us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Lord, show us the light of your face turned toward us. You have given more joy to my heart than others ever knew for all their corn and wine. In peace I lie down and fall asleep at once, since you alone, Lord, make your rest secure. It is truly right to call you blessed, a birthbearer of God, ever blessed and most pure, and the mother of our God. More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, who without loss of virginity gave birth to God the Word, true birthbearer of God, we praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Blessed is God who has fed and nourished us with his bountiful gifts by his grace and compassion always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Well, thank you, everybody. That concludes our program for this evening. And I noticed that a lot of people were spellbound by Father John and by Mother Gabriela's discussion tonight and the message that they brought. And what we wanted to do is, I know we don't have time tonight, but I'm sure that if people have questions about some of the things, especially the topic tonight, which is stillness, take the opportunity to go out to the Dormition Monastery and talk to them and experience that stillness that they have to offer. So I think, is there anything else? Deacon Michael is not here. So I just want to thank, there he is, okay. I just want to thank again everybody who made this evening possible. I want to thank the Sisterhood of Dormition Monastery and Father John and Matushka Ann for coming all this way to be with us tonight. So thank you, everybody. God bless. Please be careful out there, and we'll hope to see you again soon.